We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Okay. It's a training. It's like a training.
Welcome to Speaking Millennial Podcast. I'm Jessica Nutt, and I'm here with a lot of people in the room. Jay Black, Bill Spadia, Jay Black's amazing wife, Christina, and Matt Rooney.
Yeah.
And
Chase Gibson. Chase Gibson is here, everybody. Let's give him a round. All right. So this is now the second part of the Jessica wedding episode.
That's right. This is Jessica's wedding now, part three, actually.
Is it part three? Did we do this before?
We had a Jessica's wedding before.
So we have so many questions for Chase. Let me just start by saying, this will drop in 2 weeks. There's a poll up on Twitter, which is already closed, and I don't know the results.
Okay.
I've tried to confirm Jessica for the next wedding segment, right, which happens to be, maybe we should let Chase weigh in on this. Her appearance on our monthly wedding segment, which I should remind everyone is sponsored by our friends at House of Cupcakes.
House of Cupcakes.
So again, it's a sponsored segment. So I just asked my co-host on the wedding segment if she would come on Friday the 3rd. It happens to be the day before a wedding. So I'm going to let the people decide.
Chase, what do you think? Should Jessica call in April, August 3rd, August 3rd. Or is she going to have too much to do for August 4th?
I think she should, you know, get her priorities straight and call in.
There you go.
See that? Thank you, Chase. Thank you.
Get your priorities straight.
The show must go
when
on.
When this started, it was, will I drive down to Ewing?
It did.
Yeah.
Well, the first option for the listeners is to say, yes, she should come in studio.
Come in studio. Yeah.
Option two is call in. Option three is... no, you'll be too busy. Option four is I am an obnoxious jerk.
Option five should be get here August 2nd in case there's weather. So she can spend the night
you know what,
and
that's
be
a good
here.
Point. You should really stay in Trenton that night.
Hey, everybody, too. August 2nd is my colonoscopy. So we could do a double segment.
Is it really?
Is it really all that talk?
I
mean, of a certain age.
Yeah. Well, my mom died of cancer in the bowel. So I'm young, so
that's
I have
horrible.
To do like...
That's
horrible. Well, it wasn't the bowel. It's wrong. It started in the bowel. It moved everywhere else. So they make me
so
get like, the butt check.
You started at 40? You started at 30?
I had one at like 27 or 28. And you want to talk, by the way. Chase, this is important to know, and Jessica too. There is a moment where you do the preparation for a colonoscopy. And you got to take this drug. And you think to yourself, oh, this is just like, I've had fiber pills. This will work. No. Chase, listen to me. You have no idea. This is literally everything you've ever eaten comes out in one. Like,
Matt,
there was a license plate.
You're old enough to not need this advice because you probably already know.
It's coming, Matt. It's coming down the pike. And everything. I honestly, there was a phone book from 1987. I'm like, how'd that get in there? And your wife has to be in the other room listening to this as you're going, I can't, it's still coming.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Believe it's still coming.
And I know you guys probably think Jay like suffers in silence and doesn't share these things. But you'd be wrong. No.
I just imagine now he's like a goat or a shark or something. Remember from Jaws?
Yeah,
cut the shark open. Mm-hmm. There's a license plate attire.
Yeah. A blender came out. How did a blender get in there? So Chase, just keep that in the back pocket, you know, of your cargo shorts that you might.
Wait, does he have cargo shorts?
Oh yeah. Did we get the answer on that?
No,
Chase, we haven't asked yet. That's what I want to know.
Chase, we need to know, do you have cargo shorts and will you be retaining those cargo shorts after the wedding?
I don't have them. There are no immediate plans to, you know, get some, but I'm open to it.
You're open to it. Okay.
All right.
He's, you know what he is? Cargo short curious.
Yeah. He wants to know if I'm going to force him to wear cargo shorts or not.
No, there's this weird thing, and I didn't know that this existed, but all women hate cargo shorts, and dudes love them. I mean, I love having pockets. I don't know what to tell you. I love having not just regular pockets, all the pockets.
Excessive amount of pockets.
I mean, does he want to wear them, or does he feel societal pressure so he can't get them?
Yeah, when I start handing him all of my things to hold for me, then he'll probably...
He'll be looking around like, wait a second, I need pockets.
More pockets.
That's a dad move. Yeah. I kept flip-flops in there. I think I kept like the kids' flip-flops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have everything in there.
My advice to Chase will be to go now before the wedding, go to Old Navy, suck it up, buy a couple pairs, and then put them in a secure location.
That's right.
Because
that's
then he's preserving the option. Once you guys are all on the same credit cards and everything, she sees, you know, $39.99 at Old Navy pop up.
Chase, what is
you're
this?
Done.
Smart.
Chase, what is this? I was getting t-shirts for me and my friends, you know, just as a joke. Chase, look me in the eye and tell me whether or not you bought cargo shorts.
And he won't be able to produce the Captain America shirt.
Yeah.
And you'll know.
That's how it works.
I have the feeling that Chase is about to hang up and call Jessica later. Like, hey, I don't know if this is going to work out, Jessica.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I can marry you if this is what I have to put up with.
No,
on a
I don't
basis.
Think the podcast is going to work out. I think that's what he's upset about.
When Jessica's committed to the
podcast. I asked him about the bachelor party, which was last time he called.
Right. Yes.
He told me it was guy time.
Oh, he wouldn't even talk
so
about
he
it.
So saw it ringing.
Well, I don't know, but we were supposed to ask him if he went to Chase's lounge.
Oh yeah, Chase, did you know that you were where you were in Maryland? You were in like Dewey Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We looked up strip clubs in Dewey Beach and there is one called Chase's Lounge. Are you aware of this? Wow, that is a laugh that implies a lot, Chase.
Yeah, he's already got the MapQuest directions. He's ready to go.
MapQuest, did he go in 2008? So, Chase,
I am feeling older now. Yeah,
you are aware of this, I'm imagining?
My phone works too.
So, you looked up strip clubs in Dewey Beach and saw Chase's Lounge. You would have had to go, right? I mean, I would go just to get a t-shirt there. Wow, this is actually, the most uncomfortable, wonderful moment that we've ever had on the podcast.
I'm used to taking apart marriages after the fact. This may be the first that I've helped destroy on the front end.
You know what we're going to call this Friday episode? Pregnant pause.
I'm so happy right now.
Second question for Chase. Chase, we found out that you and Jessica aren't living together yet. What's the part about living with Jess that makes you the most nervous?
I'm going to spend all his money.
Jessica, or Chase, did you hear that? What's the thing you're most nervous about living with Jessica?
Yeah.
She's going to look through your phone history? See Chase's lounge in there?
You know, I told her I thought I had plenty of room in my house until she started moving all her clothes in. So that was a bit of an eye-opener. But once we figure that out, no major issues, I hope.
Chase, how about this? We were talking about the things that wives discover about their husbands upon moving in. What's the thing that Jessica should be most nervous about? Or, you know, we're here. This is a safe space. If you want to tell her now, like, hey, listen, I personally, sometimes I eat while on the toilet. And my wife is aware of this and she's still with me. What's something that she is going to be shocked to discover about you once you guys are living together?
Is this a safe spot? Just a couple guys talking about colonoscopies.
Just a couple of guys fucking around with colonoscopy. Yeah, that worked.
I don't know. I'm not terribly exciting, so I don't think I have any crazy quirks or, you know, things she'll object to, but time will tell.
See, you know what? That's the interesting thing. It's like, You talk to me and you're like, I know there's some crazy quirks coming. You're saying no crazy quirks. That means there's at least one crazy quirk that you're not aware is a crazy quirk.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the interesting thing.
You tell him it's a crazy quirk.
Yeah. Okay. That's
he'll my be job. Like, yeah, why do I need a mousetrap when I can just strangle them to death myself? And you're like, you know, Chase, that's not how most people do that. You know, like something weird is going to come up and then we can make mouse jerky. You know, like that's where
who does Chase live with right now?
Yeah, I guess he lives by himself.
Do you have your own apartment, Chase?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your own apartment? I'm sorry. I keep forgetting we're not connected via the phone.
Do you have your own apartment?
No, I have a house.
Ooh, look at that.
But who lives with you?
Who lives with you?
Who lives with me? I had a tenant up until, I guess, last week. I just swapped him out for Miss Jessica.
Yeah, he had a roommate for like 4 years, like longer relationship than ours.
And you
and he just kicked him out.
Like, how much warning did you give? Yeah. Like, did you call him from the proposal?
We told him we got engaged and he was like, oh, when's the wedding? Next August? Yeah. We're like, no, this August.
Right. I got engaged and here is the classifieds. Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a homeowner. I mean, this is a high end catch, yeah. Jessica. Well, all right. Look at this.
Yeah.
You know, all I ever brought to my wife was credit issues.
I feel like we got to get this roommate now, though, if we want the real dirt on Chase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that.
I know what it's like to live with him.
That roommate is probably like calling Chase up every day. Like, you don't want her to know. So what am I going to get, Chase? What am I going to get?
I mean, 4 years of hearing mice strangled every night. That's that can take a toll on a person.
Mice strangled. Yeah. That was a weird thing.
That was a weird thing.
Not very nice.
So what are you most excited about, Chase, about getting married? I imagine it's the first kiss, because like you guys, you know,
we've never kissed before.
I mean, it's traditional.
I'm probably most looking forward to the day where we forget what all these stupid items that we're stressing and worrying over about for the wedding, you know, just completely slipped the mind. We can't remember what it was, and that's kind of the day that keeps me going.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Amen.
I like that a lot better than what I was expecting him to say, which is I can't wait to have dominance over my wife and tell her no longer to be on the podcast. Then I won't have to call into this stupid thing anymore, which is what I would be doing, honey. Right? You know what? Here's an interesting thing. You tell me about this, ladies. Yes. I was at the hairdresser yesterday, as I do. Look, my nice new haircut. The woman next to me was in her 80s. And she was talking to her hairdresser.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening because I don't talk to my person. Like, do you talk, Matt, when you get your hair cut?
Oh, that's so rude.
I don't like when they talk too much.
No, I said, really? Listen.
It makes me nervous. Yeah.
I said to her, I'm going to be on my phone. Are you okay with that? And she said, yes. And I was like, fantastic. And then we didn't talk again.
Chase's mom cuts his hair for him.
Oh, that's so sweet. Is she a barber?
She just had a bunch of sons and decided to learn how to cut their hair. And she says, I don't even know who to ask, like, for. I don't know what cut to ask for if I went to someone.
Could I get a mommy cut? I like that.
I'm getting such an image of a wholesome guy. Yes. They're not living together. He's saying incredibly nice things. His mom cuts his hair. He's probably going to wear a Letterman's jacket to that strip club.
Absolutely. He has pictures that look like the front of the Saturday Evening Post. You know, it's very yeah. Norman Rockwell here.
Matt's not excited about this.
Was that?
He can't. He's not like, you know, how he saw me as a potential client. He's not seeing that.
Matt's divorce erection went down once Chase started talking.
You guys are going to be together for an insufferably long time. Very boring.
All Matt's looking at is bad for me.
Maybe one of your kids will be a problem and you can call me. I won't be retired yet.
But so here's what was happening. I'm at the hairdresser, not talking, looking at Reddit. And next to me, I hear this woman going, you know what the problem is with this generation? The men aren't dominant enough. I like a dominant man. I'll tell you, my first husband, we broke up because he was Italian and he wanted to be dominated because his mom was dominating. And I didn't like that. So we broke up. Am I right? I need to be dominated. And the woman cutting her hair was like, you're right. That's right. I want a dominant man too. So I was like, you know, I have no problem because obviously, you know, I'm like alpha. But
clearly.
Oh, yeah. My
God. Look at all the hair on me. I'm, you know, I'm basically a werewolf.
Pick up a crate for him today, too, while you're getting one for the puppy.
So
they're going to actually be new roommates.
There you go.
And I'm listening to Chase, and, you know, I'm sure he's a primo alpha male. So, you know, the ladies in this room are taken care of, and I'm sure your wife probably feels the same way. So nobody in this room has an issue. But would you say that that's a true statement from the 80-year-old woman next to me at her haircut place? Is there lack of dominance among men? Should there be more dominant men in the world?
Thanks, Chris. No.
Because she was saying millennials specifically, the men aren't dominant enough.
They don't wear cargo shorts.
Yeah, well that's... Oh, did we determine to...
Oh,
sorry, wait, I had to step
Chase
out for a minute.
Chase does have to go to work. I think we should all give him advice before he goes,
though. Oh. Well, wait. First of all, does Chase wear cargo shorts?
He claimed not to.
You missed that whole conversation.
I missed the whole thing.
Bill, he claimed not to, but I could
you
hear
don't buy
it in his voice a little
bit. Was there a hesitation?
No, there was a hesitation about Chase's lounge, though.
He said, did you go to Chase's lounge? Chase, you are so lucky you did not answer the phone that night. That was, honestly, that was among the smarter decisions you've made.
I'm terrible. I shouldn't have called him.
No, that's, you know what? That's pre-marriage versus post-marriage. Mistakes. My wife would have had, like, I checked the GPS, asshole. And I'm like, oh, you said you went to Cumberland Farms. Well, there was one next to the strip club.
Have we given Chase advice
for
wedding
day? No, he
does have
to go back to work. I feel bad that we've been on the phone with him for so long.
What do you do?
I work in finance.
Oh,
he makes money.
Mafia.
He makes
I got it.
No, is that what you call that?
No, I was just worried that he was a doctor or something, and there was like someone flatlining next to him. He's like, hang on, I got to answer this question about cargo shorts. All right, Chase, thank you. Oh, wait, hang on. Let's all give advice, though, real fast. Yeah. Chase, my advice, get cargo shorts, put your pornography in that. Chris, do you have advice?
Do whatever Jessica says.
Ooh.
Taking notes.
Matt, advice?
She's invariably going to say to you on the wedding day, oh my God, I don't think this went well, or there's a problem, or this person's sticking a fork in someone else. Say it's all going great. If it's not.
Hang on, no, let me say, well, you're married now, bitch, ain't nothing you can do about it. That's what you should say.
On the next episode of The Handmaid's Tale.
I was going to say, just be honest. Like
what?
Real advice. I'm giving real advice.
Opposite advice. All right,
total honesty.
Ever. No.
Total honesty. Here's the
honesty,
reason.
Chase.
You have to start being honest now because you will trip yourself up like 10 years from now.
Chase.
The honesty starts now. Get it out of the way. You got to take advantage of that honeymoon period where neither of you are going to really be that mad at the other one. So you got to get all the honesty out now, right, Christina?
I think that's great. That's great advice.
Chase, that is really good advice.
Start a baseline of bullshit right now so that when you double down on the bullshit 10 years from now, it won't look that bad.
I'm going to thread the needle. Stop lying on the honeymoon. Get through the wedding. Say what you got to say.
Yeah. Oh, so on the day of the wedding.
Love is a battlefield.
I think you got to be honest starting right now on the podcast. I think the honesty starts with the podcast.
So Chase.
So let's ask about Chase's lounge one more time just to get it out there.
You know what? She won't get as mad if you say the stripper looked like her. Yeah. Say, I just was lonely for you.
That is so crazy.
So I wanted a stripper,
Jessica,
that looked
I feel
like
I need
you.
To apologize to Chase.
I know. Yeah, definitely.
Right, a little bit?
No, Chase loves me. We're getting along great.
Reflected in Jay's wedding gift. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No.
Wait, Chase, if you want to get back at him, put down the vegetarian option.
Oh yeah. He's already getting vegetarian.
I figured that. Wait, I just want to clear up one thing. Matt Rooney, you said if every, no matter what happens at the wedding, you say it's fine.
It's fine.
But then you also said stop lying on the honeymoon. So like on day five, do you turn and go, by the way, yeah, your ass looked really bad in that dress. I am so, I should have told you then, but my God.
You're hoping the drinks at the pool are good enough where they're not coming up. That's what you're hoping.
Well, all right, let's say Jessica's already looking down like she made a mistake. Listen, Chase. She
not
is
with you, Chase.
Not with you. Mistake letting Chase come on the podcast.
What's your advice, Jay?
My advice is, listen.
He said put his porn in the cargo shorts.
Right, yeah. The real advice, that was Jay. Advice. I know.
All things, all bullshit aside, this is actually, there's a reason why they say better half. It's because we are broken people and our wives come into our life and make us whole again. So keep that. Keep that
even,
valuable.
Even his nice this things bring me down.
Keep that.
Oh, you know how I feel sorry for your therapist. Keep I don't know how your therapist.
He's on vacation this week.
And oh like, no!
And I am
so Christina gets the. Burn.
I am so worried that my therapist.
Let's
is,
do five more podcasts just to tire him out. Please.
I'm so worried that he's sitting on a boat somewhere going, "You think you have problems? Let me tell you about my problem. His name starts with J and ends with black." But no, Chase, you're a lucky man. Jessica's a great girl, and I know you that you know that. So moving forward, just don't forget it. Every day, remind yourself how lucky you are, and you'll be fine.
I agree. Appreciate the advice, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Chase, you know, said, like, get me out of here. What was I doing?
Chase, if I could just ask you, Chase,
this
please.
Is definitely going to be our first fight.
Chase, dial it down a bit. It's a little bit too much passion for the podcast.
Go to work.
All right, yes, go to work, Chase. Right, thank you so
you,
much. Bye bye.
All right, so Chase is great. I didn't hear a lot of it.
I'm gonna be in so much trouble. Why? I was like, I just need 5 minutes. Just call 5-10 minutes.
Why are you gonna?
That's not true.
Yeah,
17 minutes. I just looked. 17 minutes. That's nothing.
We have 6 minutes left on the podcast because the studio is apparently this is the one shared studio.
We have to get out of here.
Yeah, because the other studio is broken, so all of the weekend stuff can't be recorded until
Chris,
we're done.
Just like broken. I'm broken. You should go in there and see if you can
are
fix that.
Are they so jealous of how much fun we're having in here?
They are, because they have to do work, and that's it. And then I have to go to work. Are you on the show today?
I'm not on the show today. I'm broken.
You are broken as well.
Broken.
By the way,
after this, my brain is...
You are not in a suit. You're wearing like boat shoes.
I'm not.
Like,
yeah, check this
are you
out.
Off today?
I'm going to be yachting later with Jay.
That's right. Yeah, that's yachting is a new verb.
Did you go yachting in Croatia?
I did not go yachting in Croatia.
What's wrong with you?
I know what is wrong with me. You didn't need to get on a boat though to see beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
You had your wife right there.
Did you like? Did you like Croatia?
Of course.
Beautiful sights.
It's old though. Right?
Very mediocre food.
Yeah,
pack a lunch. That's going to be my only one
last year.
I was just on a
like
boat. Our
you were on a boat.
Beautiful sight.
So Jessica did the boat trip. So your food was good because it was on the boat.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really there for eating all the food.
Yeah,
you know the other problem too is we started in Venice before we hopped over the Adriatic. So when you're going from Italy to almost anywhere, it's going to taste like day-old Burger King.
Matt
I think.
Is making sure we know he's very good at geography.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. The Adriatic.
But we also know that's all I have going for me.
I thought the Adriatic.
No other practical skills.
I thought the Adriatic was someone they met in Croatia. Hey, Adriatic, we're going to jump over you.
She's.
I thought it was something you contracted.
Yeah. I mean, she's a dancer. One of Chase's bachelor party
that's
clubs.
Yeah, Adriatic. Like
yeah.
By the way, Jessica, that pause was.
Wait, what happened? What did I miss?
He asked if you went to the Chase Lounge, and it was just silence.
No. Yeah. First we said, Chase, did you know there's a Chase Lounge? And there was a pause, and he went, well, I have a phone, too. Meaning that he's
we called.
He checked to see that there was a Chase Lounge. Oh. Like he knew. And then we were like, well, did you go? Nothing but silence. And we said the name of this episode has to be Pregnant Pause. Because
Pregnant Pause.
Pregnant Pause.
I think he's legitimately angry. We're not just saying that as a goof for the podcast. I think he's ticked off.
He doesn't sound angry.
I think he's angry.
I'm sure he's not.
Yeah. He's a mellow guy. Right?
I'm sure he's not very thrilled.
Why? For real?
I don't know. I missed it, so I don't know.
I thought it went great, Bill.
Listen, it's a disaster. Chris, what happened? You were supposed to rein him in.
Told you.
That's why we had you here.
Jay,
did you get
sorry,
out of control?
Jessica.
Here's the problem. Jessica, why did you give him your phone?
True.
That was actually the big problem, Jessica.
I was hoping
we
you were going to rest
it around.
Here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No. Listen, I spoke to him very.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
Candidly.
Conch shell.
That's right.
Right? You had it.
I would have been piggy. I know, like, you have the glasses, but no, I would have been so killed so quickly.
If what?
If I was on Lord of the Flies. I read that book. I know minutes. You read it and you're like, minutes. I'd be in charge of that island.
How do I get the show?
Another show like Survivor. It's called like Alone. Have you watched that? My dad is like obsessed with it.
Wait, where? What's it on?
They have to. It's on the History Channel, and they have to record themselves. So there's literally no one else. They check in like once a week.
So it's like on their, they're doing it on their phone or they have GoPros?
Yeah, they have their own camera and they record themselves.
Are they all together or it's like...
No, they're alone.
Really?
On the side of like a cliff in Alaska or something.
How long do you think you'd last, Jay?
Me?
Oh.
Do I have my phone?
Does he have his multi-tool and his cargo shorts?
Can I check, like, do I, like in this scenario, do I have like unlimited time on my phone? Can I like read stuff on my phone?
No, you have to just talk to yourself.
No, I think you're missing the point. Yeah. It's not about your entertainment. It's about like getting food and water into your system. Like you have to survive.
Oh, no. I don't think you need to entertain yourself
because you have to survive.
No, aside, you think all the survival tasks will take up all day?
Absolutely. I think that's why like we're so bored today because we don't have to make our own food. Everything is prepackaged. We got to find entertainment because like it's not like you're out churning butter or plowing the field.
Bill, if I have to get
using a washboard for your cargo shorts.
I'm going to give you the answer. Number one, I don't need a washboard. I have my abs. Number two, here's my response.
Artful bubbles. That's what I need right
Jessica,
now.
Are you texting an apology right now to Chase?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, if I have to find my own food and water, I die in a day. Number two, if I don't have entertainment, it's just like food and water is provided for me, I last like 2 months. If I have my own entertainment and food and water, I never come home.
So you've just described prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay would do well in prison.
I've often said if I ever get into prison, I immediately do something to go into solitary because I'm not surviving in general. I'll say something wrong like I did to Chase and I'll be shanked immediately.
Jessica, give me
your phone. I would join a gang immediately if I were you.
I'm used to apologizing for Jay. It's kind of a specialty of mine. So if you want me to apologize to Chase for you, I can.
Here. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And by the way, you need to read what you write. I want to see what you write.
Something that got seriously glossed over, though, you said this could be our first fight.
Oh, it wasn't. No, we
okay, so that
before.
Was just you.
Many
all right.
times over the wedding planning process.
Hey, Chris, do you think we'll ever have a fight? I mean, it's been 14 years. It doesn't feel like it's ever going to happen. I mean, if it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen.
Never happened.
Hey, that's another good piece of advice. Fighting is good.
Healthy.
Is healthy.
It depends on how much, you know, how close she is to
some
place.
Some of us live within limits, Jay. Yeah. That's the, you know, if we have boundaries that you don't cross, you can have a healthy fight.
Sometimes my wife will replace the Wellbutrin with Tic Tacs. And I think that that's a fightable thing because all of a sudden,
I get that.
But no, so here's the thing. If you go to prison, first off, I get killed immediately. Because, you know, with my left-wing politics, Bill.
You say it like if I get to go to prison.
Oh, I mean, if I have to go to prison.
I thought prison is like Jay daycare. Like, we're going to feed him. Yeah.
Give him
a cot. He can take a nap.
Keep him on a schedule.
So that's the thing. I go to prison. I immediately go and I go to the biggest guard and say, you're a big dummy. And they put me into solitary.
After he beats you to a pulp.
That's fine.
You lose some teeth.
He just wants to go to solitary because all you can do is eat poop.
Right. No.
You eat. And you poop.
Yeah,
simultaneously.
Yeah. So if they bring me food,
prison training.
If they bring me food and books, I'm good. I could go 12 years.
I could get books though.
No, like, I think I've seen the movies. They bring you the book cart and they say, "What do you want?"
Oz doesn't count.
And I go, "Give me a Louis L'Amour." That's what I do. I feel like they'll have a lot of Louis L'Amour. So I read books. I poop. I eat. I'm happy. I could do 12 years standing on my head, no problem. I would actually
I believe him.
Yeah. They would go, that guy's happy as a clam. Look at him. And I'd be like, got any more Louis L'Amour? I don't know why there's so many Louis L'Amour.
He's still
references.
On the Wellbutrin.
Exactly. Take you off.
I don't need Wellbutrin in prison, Jessica.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. What'd you write?
Oh, wait, can we read
that? Yeah. Could you read it in my wife's voice?
Hi, this is Christina, Jay's wife. I'm sorry about all of his questions, but you handled him well and came off great, and marriage is going to be awesome.
No, reply. Wow. Reply like, you got to do it in her voice. Hi, this is Christina.
I didn't.
Looks like that first fight's coming.
She sounds like a cartoon gangster.
Can you guys excuse us?
If I can deal with a crazy man and say that, then you know that's true.
Aw, oh, so nice.
I ended it well.
He writes well.
Played.
And then go like this. That's my wife's laugh. She laughs like the penguin from the old Batman TV show.
You haven't made her laugh once this entire podcast.
No, she's so over me. She says she comes to my comedy shows and people will laugh and she wants to stand up and go, he's not that funny. He's not that funny.
At home, he's actually quite dark.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
So you guys have to go get a dog?
Yes, we have to go get a dog to save the marriage.
That sounds like an episode.
We should bring the dog in.
Oh, the puppy.
Can you record the The pickup of the dog?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
Here's the pickup of the dog. Hey, can I buy you a drink? How you doing? Are you here by yourself?
No, we're picking like out maybe, the dog today.
All right, so maybe give us like 10 minutes driving up.
Okay.
Like, we're about to get the dog. Here's what we're talking
Should
about.
Should I interview the Amish people that we're getting it from? And go
I
like,
I just think Jay and Christina in a car buying a dog is an episode.
Let's do it. All
do you
right.
Agree? Does everyone
okay.
agree?
Okay, you don't already know what dog you're getting. You're picking the dog out of a litter.
Right. They had 9 puppies that all lived.
Nine.
How many did it take?
That's a lot of dogs.
8.
You can't separate the siblings.
Yes,
have
we can.
You seen that episode of Bridesmaids? I mean, the movie Bridesmaids.
No, I've not
She was
seen
like, that. This is way more responsibility than I thought. She took home like 6 puppies.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not doing that. No.
Do not get the runt either. I know it's tempting.
No. Oh, God, no. We got the runt last time and that dog was...
Wait, you had other puppies?
We've had other puppies. Yeah. We've had 2 other
you
dogs.
You say puppies. You say
they
puppies.
They died at 16 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are really good dog takers.
No, in dog years. No, they were a year and a half. They were a year and a half home. They both cut themselves to death. They were very emo
dogs.
So this dogs.
Episode will air in 2 weeks, so you will have the dog.
Yes.
My son will have performed.
Well, in two...
But there's a lot happening. Right. So Jessica will not yet be married.
So between now and then, here's what's going to happen. Jessica and Chase will probably break up due to this conversation. That'll happen. Number two...
Or
there'll be therapy. I can suggest many therapists, Jessica.
Or Christina has solved the entire problem by explaining you.
That's right. That's right. So
I don't think Chase can blame Jessica for you.
I don't think Chase expected to talk about colonoscopies.
Probably not.
Or pooping on the toilet.
I never know what to expect with these podcasts. We should have warned him. I know.
Yeah.
You know what?
It could have been so much worse.
I literally walked in, you were talking about pooping.
Yeah.
Like
eating.
It
could have
been a lot worse. Right? It didn't get into
We didn't say the word tentacle once.
Tentacle did not come up once?
I thought about it a lot.
I just lied. We said tentacle once.
Yeah. That's right.
But only once.
Yeah. It's just once. We have a one tentacle rule. So if you want to know about tentacles, listen to episode 2. Go back into the archive.
It's
still free.
It's the second episode?
It's the second episode. It's called Divorce, Period, Hen, Period, Tie, Period with Matt Rooney.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Next week, we'll have the dog episode, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yay.
And by the time you listen to that, we'll have known about what dog we picked out. Your son will have performed at Rowan University. Now, your daughter's driving him down, right?
So, So we're going to record a podcast that day. We have a couple of guests. That's the 12th.
That also Califer? Is that our meeting? We have a meeting that day, don't we? Can we still do both? I feel like...
We do have a meeting. We can definitely do
both. We can do both? Okay.
We're gonna get it all
sure. Okay, we have many happened. Meetings.
It's going right. to be a big,
I'm going to an
day.
Improv show that night.
What?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Where? In Philly?
Chase's cousin has an improv team.
Thank goodness you did not tell him
that. That didn't come up before.
Please,
oh my gosh.
Please text Mr. Chase Gibson back and tell him we retract our apology.
Chase is not doing the improv.
He's
his cousin's an improv guy?
Girl, yeah.
Okay, you know what he's doing?
Let's get her on. Will she come on the show?
I'm
probably not now.
Inviting anymore.
Okay. No more Jessica relatives coming.
So at least the first anniversary.
That's it, right?
I'm going to tell you right now, Chase is not doing the improv. You know what he's doing? He's abetting the improv by having people come out and see. You talk to that girl if she wants to start a real thing like stand up.
Uh-huh.
You have her call in and I'll help her.
I had no
Maybe
idea
we'll
there
have her on when Jay calls out.
I had no idea there was this antagonism
between it's unbelievable.
Improv
it's,
people
it's
and
more Jay.
It's just more of a Jay thing.
It's more of a Jay thing.
And by the way, we don't say improv people, Matt. Yeah. Improv.
Improvisational Americans,
yes,
I think it is.
Improvisational Americans is the term they prefer.
Yes.
Can we hear from our sponsors now?
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinnie Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinnie Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Look, we're doing I'm testing it out. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Can we double the prices that we're charging them because they're getting played twice? Is that possible? Look at you thinking.
Maybe we could throw something in the middle. I don't know. I'm thinking about how we'll work that out. It was a nice pause. What's the name of this episode?
Pregnant Pause.
Excellent.
Pregnant Pause with Chase Gibson.
All right, so we'll see you next week.